His voice on the phone was booming and authoritative, especially for 5:30 in the morning. "I'm trying to reach a Mr. Stuart Hoag." "And you have?"
"Sir, this is Sergeant Frank Tadone of the State Police's Organized Crime Investigative Task Force. I'm sorry to bother you at such an early hour."
"Not a problem, I was already up."
"I was up early every morning during that summer of 1993.
Merrily's rooster, old saxophone Joe, started crowing well before 5. And I'd finally, joyously, found my voice again after the somewhat awkward decade-long crash landing since the New York Times Sunday Book Review had proclaimed me the first major new literary voice of the 1980s. I was writing like an excited kid again, morning, noon, and night. When the phone rang, I'd already been pounding away for an hour on my 1958 solid steel Olympia portable out in the Spartan guest cottage on my ex-wife's 18-acre farm in Lyme, Connecticut. My fingers could barely keep up with the words that were flying from my head as Lulu, my basset hound, lay under the writing table with her head on my foot, snoring like a lumberjack. Her sinus allergies have a tendency to act up when she spends time in the country. Actually, Lulu wasn't super thrilled about life on Merrily's farm. She was afraid of the night creatures, coyotes, fishers, bobcats, gray foxes, raccoons, and barn owls. She was afraid of the chickens out in their wire coop that was attached to the barn. She was afraid of the ducks in the duck pond. She was afraid of the duck pond itself. Can't swim. Only dog I've ever met who can't. Just sinks to the bottom. Glug, glug, glug. Frankly, Lulu would have been a lot happier scarfing up pickled herring in the air-conditioned lobby of the Algonquin Hotel. But wherever I go, Lulu goes. We're a team, like Flo and Eddie. It may interest you New England architectural history buffs to know that Merrily's guest cottage had originally served as a private chapel, back when a prosperous shipping magnate named Josiah Whitcomb built the 9-room farmhouse back in 1736. It may also interest you to know that I would much rather have been sleeping inside of that 9-room farmhouse with Merrily instead of sharing the former chapel's iron bed every night with Lulu and her snoring. But in the immortal words of Michael Jagger, you can't always get what you want. Besides, summering anywhere on the farm beat the hell out of sweating away in my steamy fifth-floor walk-up on West 93rd Street. "How may I help you, Sergeant?"
"Mr. Hoag, your name has come up in connection with a criminal investigation."
"My name? How so?"
"Are you acquainted with a Robert Romero, Robert John Romero?"
I searched my memory bank. My fallback second career as America's preeminent ghostwriter of celebrity memoirs had brought me into contact with numerous megastars and their hangers-on, quite a few of them murderers. But none named Romero, Robert John Romero.
"Don't believe so? Why?"
"He listed you as a personal reference on a job application he filled out last month at B&B Building Supply in East Fairburn. The address he put down for you is on Joshua Town Road in Lyme. Is that correct?"
"It is. Actually, it's my ex-wife's house."
"Would that be Miss Nash?"
"Yes, it would. And yet you say he listed me."
"That's correct."
"Were you ever contacted by the employer?"
"No, I wasn't."
"He gave them this phone number."
"He did. Is there any significance to that?"
I didn't tell him that the line he'd reached me on was Merrily's unlisted business line, that there was absolutely no way someone I'd never heard of would have it. My many scrapes with the law had taught me not to volunteer anything.
"Why are you looking for this guy?"
"B&B hired him as a favor to a mutual friend. Make that former mutual friend. Last week he repaid the favor by taking off with a truckload of custom Marvin windows worth more than $50,000 and never coming back. Romero has ties to organized crime in his background. That's why we've been assigned to the case. We're looking for him hard. If anything comes to you, anything at all, please call me, okay?"